Today is June the 20th, 2023. I'm Jen Weiner with the Jeffersonville Township Public Library, conducting interviews for Some Like It Hot Tales from the Firehouse. I'm here today with Firefighter Andrew Conlon of the Jeffersonville Fire Department. Thank you for being here today.
Oh, no problem.
So everyone has a story to tell, and I want to give Jeffersonville firefighters the chance to share their stories. So how long have you been with the department?
I've been with the department for 7 years.
What made you want to become a firefighter?
My dad actually retired from the fire department after 35 and a half years at Jeffersonville. So growing up with it, that's kind of where I always knew I wanted to be at, and that was kind of my home.
Is your dad still with us?
Yes, he is.
Maybe we should interview him too.
Yeah, I'm sure he might do it. So if you do phone call interviews, I'm sure he will.
Absolutely, yeah. If you weren't a firefighter, what do you think you would be doing?
Here lately, probably kind of homeland security, something like that. That's kind of what I've strayed towards as of lately.
So. Okay. So what are some of the challenges of your job?
Separating home and work, not taking work home, definitely like having that ability to shut it off. My wife's a 911 dispatcher, so her coming home and me coming home, we kind of connect those parts, but then it's really nice to have that ability. So.
Yeah, definitely. You both are in very high stress jobs, and to be able to be like, okay,
definitely.
That stays outside the that absolutely.
Definitely, yeah.
So, how long did it take you to get used to working the 24-hour shifts?
Not very long, because prior to being with Jeff, I was with another department, and we worked 24-hour shifts there as well. And I did that before I met my wife. So, and then with my dad doing it, it was kind of a normal, it was a normal schedule to me, as opposed to other people that have like a 9-to-5 job. I know my dad worked 10 days a month and he was gone. So
you grew up with that. So you knew what you were getting into. Yeah. What are some of the best parts of your job?
When people, when you know that you're helping people, you get called on their worst day, and don't get me wrong, it might be your best day, but when you're saving people or anything like that, but then later on in life you might meet them, or having that ability, that's very, very rewarding to know that people depend on you on their worst day.
What are some of the harder parts of your job?
That kind of goes full circle. Knowing that you show up on some runs and there's nothing that you can do, and you see these people that are having their worst day and they're suffering, and you're gonna do what you can do, you're trained to do, but in your mind that there's not anything that you can't do. That's very hard, especially when you're dealing with kids and things like that. So that kind of sticks with you.
And what things do you do to help you with that stress, those kind of things?
Enjoy my kids as much as I can. We go camping a lot as a family. I love the outdoors, so if I can instill my love for the outdoors in my kids, that's huge for me. Fortunately, working at Jeff, they've blessed me to be able to do a lot of things, and we got a camper, and we get to go on vacations and things like that, and that's really fun. We garden, just like I said, being outdoors.
I think it's very important for any job, especially a very high stress job.
Yeah,
to be able to go outside and decompress and enjoy nature,
A little grounding. Yeah.
Yep. So there's so many firefighting shows on these days. What are some of the misconceptions, the things that they get wrong about the real world?
My wife always gets at me about that, because we'll sit there and watch a show and I'll nitpick it, and she's like, she'll just finally turn it off. being able to see when you go in, something as simple as that, that's not always the case. I could sit here and nitpick shows all day long, but yeah, that's a big one, is the misconception of being able to, every time that you go into a fire, you're going to be able to see something, and there'll be a piece of fire here or a piece of fire there. It's not.
That's pretty much what everybody else has said. You cannot see when you go into a fire.
No,
I guess on TV that'd be really boring, though, if
yeah,
all you saw was black or gray. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of firefighters have jobs besides firefighting. Do you have another one?
I have a few. I'm with the fire department. Of course, you know, like we said, Jeffersonville. I am serving with them as a logistics section chief for Thunder. And then I also work for Clark County Emergency Management Agency. I'm a volunteer for them. I am the county logistics coordinator. And then I also am with Indiana Task Force 1, which is out of Indianapolis. We respond to any natural or man-made disasters. We're under FEMA, so we respond out to the disasters, and then whatever the situation may be, I serve in the logistics section with them. I'm slowly they're wanting me to transfer over as well, and secondary in comms, communications. I have all those certifications to do that, so that's a nice ability to have that as a secondary. That's kind of where I went back with earlier, talking about my Homeland Security interests and things. And so if we get a state deployment, I have 2 hours to get to Indianapolis with all my equipment, and then I'm gone from my family for anywhere from 2 to 22 days.
However long we need. Okay. And the fire department's like cool with you just being able to be like, hey, I gotta go.
Yeah, they're really cool about it. They actually, the way it works is the department signs an MOU. So they actually lend me out.
What's an MOU?
It's like a memorandum of understanding. It's like a mutual aid agreement.
Oh, okay.
So they lend me, the firehouse lends me out to Task Force 1, essentially. And that's the purpose that I serve with them is logistics as well.
So a lot of your firefighting training and skills come into play with
yeah,
that.
Yeah. A lot of my FEMA training comes into skills with that one. I don't do the rescue side of it. We have different categories that they're broken up into. We have like rescue, logistics, communications, planning. It's all kind of into that work chart idea.
Okay. So I think we already talked about this a little bit, but how does being a firefighter affect your home life? Or how was it when you were a firefighter before you got married?
Yes, yes. I was with New Chapel EMS. At that department, it's a combination department. It's EMS and the fire service. So I done both. But I still work the 24 hours a day, 10 days a month type schedule. So
when you first started dating your wife and got married, like, she was kind of already knew what she was getting into?
She very knew what she was getting into. Her dad was a firefighter as well. So he kind of, her dad had a little bit of a different schedule. Her dad had a 24-48 schedule. So he'd work a day and he was off 2 days. He was actually over in, he worked for Butchel Fire.
Okay.
Over in Louisville.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what advice would you give anyone that wants to become a firefighter?
Probably get really good at separating, like, you know, home and work. That I can't stress that enough. You know, don't bring your work home with you. You know, and then clean your gear, take care of yourself, physically fit. You know, it's very much important that you wash your gear. That's I can't stress that one enough, is wash your gear.
And that is because?
Cancer risks. You know, we had a deputy chief, Bruce DeArc, that passed away. My wife's father passed away from cancer. He was a line of duty death as well with cancer. It's very, very important. Make sure you get your physicals. Make sure you get your health screenings. That's a big thing for me.
To take care of yourself, like we all should be doing,
yeah,
but for
absolutely.
You all, it's even more important because you're dealing with carcinogens anytime there's a fire. Like,
yes.
All this new building material is
It's
poisonous.
It is.
It is, absolutely. So do you have anything else you'd like to tell us or share with us about your experience with firefighting?
I mean, that's like we talked about, you know, it's something that I knew that I was going to do when I was little. And I really don't know anything else. Like, that was just...
That was what you were going to do.
That's
yep.
what I was going to do. Yep. I already had my mind set up.
Do you have a call or any calls that stand out to you more than others for any reason?
I mean, yes and no. I don't like to talk about them just because, you
okay.
know, it's things that people, that the general public, they don't do the job, so
they don't understand.
They don't understand it, mm-hmm. and it's not something that you should succumb or. Yeah. Give them, you know, like that's just not something that they went through the training to prepare themselves to do. I don't think.
Okay, well, thank you for being here today.
Oh, no problem. No problem. Thank you for having me.